Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest, who probably needs no introduction, Johnny Dodge. He is, well, Forbes called him the number one super yacht influencer in the world, as well as he is the CEO of My Ocean and currently announced Your Sky. How are you, Johnny?
Hey, Rhea. Great to be chatting today.
Number one super yacht influencer. How's that feel?
I guess it means that you have influence, right? I don't know whether that's social media these days or everything, but I think we're coming into an industry disrupting things and coming up with new ideas and helping everyone look at things differently. And if I can tell that story and be part of that change, then that's exciting. So, yeah.
Let's find out a little bit about little Johnny.
So I grew up in the West Country in England. For me, that was a fun life in the countryside and trying to decide where to go from there. And to escape the country and come to a big city is always a big challenge. But I worked alongside my dad, and he had a furniture company that made furniture for super yachts and private jets. So we were kind of, that kind of got me into that world of luxury. And so I was going to amazing houses and palaces and that he was fitting out. And then some of the kind of the boats back then, which were like Phocea, Brave Goose, the Prince Abdelaziz, like some of the boats then, and doing a lot of work for Lindley at the time. So that got me down to Monaco Yacht Show and seeing all these amazing yachts, and it just became a passion. I was like, the idea to be on these big boats, and our family always had Sunseekers, so I was always out on the water. So I was definitely a water baby at the time. And that passion just grew and grew. And I got into lots of other worlds of Formula One and nightclubs and parties and London life. And but it brought me back to, yeah, certainly where my passion is, which is being on the water.
You did start with a club.
Yeah, so I was, like, my first internship was a job where I kind of would sponsor these celebrity parties in London. And that kind of got me as the guy about town pretty quickly. And then I worked on the Gumball Rally doing that. And then we did the Blade Run, which was this boat rally, like very cool, where we like left from Tower Bridge and raced across the channel. And we had everything from at the time, like an 80 foot Squadron Fairline through to a jet ski and like racing across. And I remember getting us on the 6 o'clock news on BBC with a reporter going on a race boat 100 miles an hour on the Tower Bridge recording it. So yeah, it was fun times. And yeah, I with a little bit of help from the family, some money was set aside for me to buy a house. And I turned around to my mum one day and said, is it okay if I buy a nightclub instead? So she said, well, I guess it's still getting a building and an asset. So so she obliged and said, yeah, why not? And it was what an adventure, like meeting incredible people. Like it's a great place to be in cities. Like everyone kind of wants to know the nightclub owner at those cool clubs. So, and it made me realize that those connections and opportunities is something that would grow and give me more opportunities if I kind of stepped through life. So having that was where I started to build my black book of kind of billionaires, and was lucky enough to kind of then make great friendships and go on from there.
You've shaken the hands and hung out with some of the most well-known people in the world.
Yeah, it's been a fun journey. I mean, I love those experiences and I have the opportunity to do those things. So with King Charles and supporting his charity and the work we did there, and then through to another passion of mine, space. So I spent a lot of time with Richard Branson on Necker, and I've been skiing with him at his place in Verbier, and was just on Necker a month or two back. But I love the visionary and inspirational kind of conversations you can have. Also got the chance to meet Elon Musk, and we've just been talking about some exciting projects as well. So it's like my passion is to really think big and try and challenge the norm and come up with kind of some exciting ideas. So I've always kind of felt space is probably the real top of that chain. But yeah, it's been exciting. I think I would say you're the mean average of the five people you spend the most time with. That's a great saying, because it really elevates you. And so always focus on who you're spending time with. The story that you're listening to every day is the one that's going to create your journey. So I think that's important.
So I'm going to be a cat in my future. Or a 14-year-old boy. Great. It's interesting that you mention Elon Musk. Did you have the dream of space prior to him, or was there somebody specifically that sort of gave you that, you know what, this is really something that I want to do and it's achievable?
I think I was lucky along my career to go on great adventures. I did the first ever tourist trip to the center of Antarctica. Flew down there, landed on the ice, spent 10 days trekking in Antarctica, and that was like landing on another planet, really, that place. And to then go and do more adventures like that. But I think that along the way, I've had incredible mentors, like to have Tony Fernandez as a business partner when I was in the nightclub. Like, at the time, he had his own airline, he had a Formula One team, a football club, and a car company. And it was just like, if he could do it, why couldn't I? So I think that opportunity to do those things was totally inspirational. So mix those entrepreneurs with adventure. And I think that the sky's the limit, or beyond that, in fact. And again, I was lucky to have a great friend of mine, and one of my advisors is a guy called Alex Tai, who helped found Virgin Galactic with Richard Branson. And so he's always been a great mentor and supporter of me as well. So that's been an amazing journey to get close to these experiences and be able to do that. So I was then, right, okay, how do I get closer to space? What do I do? So I started astronaut training. We did the zero G experiences out in Florida. And yeah, it's been an exciting journey until we took two people to space just a couple of months ago. So yeah, it's going great.
Wow. So we can move there one day.
Well, I think we should all, it's going to be the super yachts of the skies, right? Like, this is going to be, you have your own space station. So Blue Origin are building Orbital Reef. There's a lot of people building Sierra Space and building one as well. So yeah, we all have our super yachts on the water, but we're going to have our space stations in the sky. So that's the next one. Get ready to order your spaceship.
50 years ago, I don't think anybody, you know, aside from watching cartoons like the Jetsons, I don't think anybody could have ever imagined that there would be a possibility of living in space. But as we have seen in the past few years, that really is, it could be or is potentially an option.
I mean, I think that people don't realize how close it is. You mentioned the Jetsons. We're actually working with a company, Jetson, who are making flying cars, they're great. But seeing all the future of technologies is growing so rapidly, it's so exponential. So I think that people say, oh, so you have a space like a travel company? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, well, when's that going to happen? I'm like, we've already sent people to space. And people are like, what? People are going? I'm like, yeah, it's happening. So it's real. And I think over the next couple of years, that's really going to come to the forefront.
We are not taking care of the planet that we currently exist on. Sending people to space, is that just an opportunity for human beings to take advantage and pollute another environment? Or do you think that this coming generation, the generation that, you know, is going to be taking over the world, say in the next 20 years, are concerned enough that they're going to take care of this planet and possibly any other planet?
I think massively. I've really seen that as a huge fundamental shift recently, especially with us dealing with new, younger consumers coming into the market in this luxury sector. So there is a huge shift towards that. But ultimately, incredibly long term, the human civilization, we will not survive unless we become interplanetary, because the planet will not survive. That's a very long-term future, but the reality is we have to become an interplanetary species to survive. Do we need to look after our current one? Absolutely. In fact, I'm putting together a fund now that focuses on impact and coming up with projects that affect over a billion people's lives. So it's a project called the Global Committee, and we're working with some of the biggest corporations in the world to talk about how we can give back, how we can make sure that we're keeping this Earth and making sure it's looked after. So I think there's a lot of conversations in the aviation world about SAF, so sustainable aviation fuel. That's a huge priority for companies like Airbus. And we're well aware of the marine industry with Sunreef Eco Yachts, with people, a lot of requests now for coming for diesel electric, a lot more focus on ways to bring down pollution. Ultimately, in an industry that spends its life right next to nature on the water, it's a high priority, and I'm definitely seeing a trend that way.
Well, in recent conferences, shipping has started to look at a net zero carbon footprint as of 2040. This is just shipping at the moment. They have kept super yachts and yachting out of that picture. But there are lobbyists right now that are campaigning to add the yachting sector into that. Do you think yachting is even remotely prepared?
That's a challenge. The conversations are happening, but they're happening too slowly. That's a fact. So how do we make those timelines realistic? People need to speed up what they're doing, for sure. So, and that demand, it's got to come from both sides, the consumer and the shipyards. Like, so everyone's got to start pushing their way forward to drive that. And yeah, that's not happening quick enough, but I'm really pleased at the advancements that we have seen in recent years. Like fully electric yachts, like there's a lot of steps that are being taken forward, and places like NEOM, they're driving forward some electric yachts. That they're like, a lot of countries now are working on kind of infrastructure around that sort of stuff to be able to push that forward. So, and as we promote the Gulf region as a new cruising destination, I think that they'll push forward at the forefront of that. The committee I'm on has its own subcommittee on exactly that. So I think that there's some great plans to move forward with that.
So what's the next steps for you?
Lots of exciting ones. I mean, we've got the boat world where we've been doing some record-breaking deals, and now we've got some exciting challenges ahead with that, with some new boats under build. In the aviation world, it's been an exciting journey. We started at the top, focused on Airbus, ACJ, private jets, and we see a huge trend in that market towards larger aircraft. People are ultimately people are far more nomadic these days, and it's something that I'm very passionate about. These, what I've dubbed as luxury nomads. It's I think people don't need a fixed location, and a stat I quoted recently is about Airbnb. Like, they can see that people are living places seasonally. So I think that people are gonna have to live on their yachts more, spend more time on their planes. Like, so there's a huge trend towards that, and I think that that's super exciting as for the economy and for the way people want to live a freer life. So I want to support those types of industries where people are living freer and traveling more, whether they own large corporations or whether they're simply just working from home and on their laptop. So I think that the exciting change in those industries where people are going to travel more and be more free is a huge opportunity. So when we're looking at more and more adventurous stuff to do and bigger grand challenges the planet has, what an exciting time where we can all be freer, we can travel more, we can explore more, and whether that be space or Antarctica or anything in between, then what a great time to be alive and experience all those things. So yeah, definitely looking at that. And then we're setting up a venture division in our yachting business, which is going to focus on some of the new startups in the industry, because I think that the opportunity for us as a yacht brokerage to be able to support that and grow that as an opportunity is really exciting. So no one's really captured that venture side of the market in terms of working with these smaller startups in the industry. So it should be a fun journey too.
Johnny, I want to say thank you.
Thank you. It's been great chatting.
Yeah, it has. Anybody out there, not that you need to be reintroduced, but this has been Johnny Dodge. He is the number one super yacht influencer in the world, as well as CEO of My Ocean and the latest announcement, Your Sky, and soon to be CEO of A Planet Off the Earth.
That's the next one. Yeah.
You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.